It is 28 minutes past 2 o'clock, and it is my great, great pleasure to welcome back to the WYSO studios friends of the show, folk duo out of Cincinnati, but it's just a whole bunch more than that, starting their very, the very first night of their multi-city tour right here in our gem city. It's a pleasure to welcome Dog Yop. Gentlemen, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having us. Good to see you again, Nikki.
It's a delight. The two of you are Rob Keenan and Tyler Randall, and when you come together, it just takes eight letters. Dog Yop. And a fabulous record that I hope you'll have for sale tonight for people that come and see you at the Yellow Cab Tavern.
Definitely. Yeah, we got a lot.
CDs and vinyl.
Guys are so cool. Oh. Right on. It's a pleasure to have you here. If you would, go ahead, hit us a lick.
Sure.
It's called I Wanna Be a Dog. Clouds come from my heart, but I see the sun come shining through that silver lining part. I don't want to be a tree where all the cats run away. I don't want to be the sea where all the water
carry my love away. I wanna be a dog. I wanna be a dog. I wanna be a dog.
Got this girl beside me, but inside I got nothing at all. I don't wanna be
a tree
where all the cats run away. Don't wanna be the sea where all the
water carry my love away from me. I wanna be a dog.
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 It's one from the new record. I love that song.
Thank you very much. It's fun to play.
So you guys are headed out tonight. I was just looking at the itinerary here. You leave at the Yellow Cab Tavern tonight. You go immediately to Virginia, Philadelphia. You'll be in Washington, D.C., New York City, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You'll be up in Massachusetts, Philadelphia, or I should say Pittsburgh, Goshen, Indiana, through Chicago.
It sounds crazy hearing it all.
It's just halfway down the list.
We're coming for you.
We're in studio with Dawg Yawp. That's DawgYawp. And please tell me that you travel in a van with a dog.
Oh, we wanted to bring
Jimmy.
We almost brought him. He came and checked, and he was running around the van yesterday, but we decided we
couldn't. My dog Jimmy's been kind of the mascot of the group. Actually, our sound engineer, Matt Mormon, rescued him and then gave him to me when we first moved back to Cincinnati, where we're from. He's staying with my mom, and she loves him, and he loves her. And it was hard to say goodbye, though,
Well, you won't get back until after Thanksgiving. You guys are landing back home in Cincinnati on the 25th. And at the Woodward Theater, you guys are going to do a live video shoot.
Yeah, we're going to film the whole concert.
We're also going to present, an EP is worth of new material.
Wonderful.
So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, work it out on the road. That'll be perfect because, you will have perfected your business. You will have
Dobus.
Chopped all the chops by that point.
I think we're open to chopping up.
Well, we've certainly been enjoying the disc, and it's a pleasure to have you in here tonight. And thanks for choosing Dayton as your springboard point for this fabulous odyssey that you're about to get on. You should phone us, do a couple missives from the road. Let us know.
Yeah, we will.
Let us know how it's going. I have to say, you were through several months back, and leading up to that, I'd been playing the record, and I got a new intern from Wright State, Shruti Tenkayala, who was born and raised in India, and she was sitting at the table, and she was just listening to the song, and she just stopped what she's doing and sort of cocked her head to the side and couldn't believe that she was hearing the sitar in modern music. She doesn't hear it that way. She's much more, steeped in it in a classical application.
Yeah.
Of course, the Beatles did a lot for bringing it into the contemporary sphere. But first of all, how, Rob, did you imagine it'd be a good thing to play with a sitar player? And how, Tyler, did you decide it was a good thing to play the sitar?
Actually, kind of a similar answer. It was like I was playing it for a while since I was in high school, right when I met Rob. He helped me figure out what a sitar actually was, listening to Within You, Without You. I didn't know what it was. But then we kind of experimented with it a lot and then started playing a lot of old time and folk tunes and bluegrass and just learning a bunch of songs and singing together. And I don't know, it was kind of like, I should play that on sitar. That's kind of its spot for it, I didn't really know. I had to add some frets to it so I could play all the notes in the Western scale.
Oh, you did? So you modified it just a bit.
Yeah, and I made this strap for it, and I also made a capo for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she couldn't believe you played it. I was like, oh, yeah, they were here. They played it standing up. And she could not believe you played it standing up. Is it smaller than the regular one, or is this
Some of them come in different sizes, but it's actually not as heavy as you'd think. It's hollow. So, like a Les Paul electric guitar is heavier.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, they sure sound good together. How many strings on the sitar?
On this one, I have 17 strings on this one, but I took some off. I took these three high chickadee strings off so I could play the low bass, like a bass kind of.
Right on.
We started experimenting it with electronics at one point, and then when Tyler started learning a bunch of folk melodies, all of a sudden we were like, we got to take this one song. We had a song, Need You to Know, which is actually on the record. And we just started sounding it out with guitar and sitar. It used to just be like guitar and mandolin. And then it was like, it just came alive in a whole new way, like the folk songs were doing. And we were like,
should we play that one?
No, let's play that.
Okay. First of all, I want to say thanks. With just your 23 strings between you here today. Very much this is a pared-down acoustic set. What we'll all hear on stage tonight will be very much more invigorated and electrified. But thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, switching it up. Yeah. Can you do us another?
Two. Yeah, we'll do two more. We'll do an acoustic version of our song Lost at Sea.
Mm-hmm.
lost at sea. Here's where you'll find me. It's got everything I want, but nothing that I need. Does anybody feel all this talk ain't real? Does anybody see that the truth is in
the mystery? Could it be sweet? Standing on my feet, I don't know, but I'm gonna try.
Thinking up ways not to wash up in the
world. Could it be sweet?
Everybody's telling me it's not too hard. If you keep swimming, it don't seem far.
Dog Yelp live on 91.3 WYSO. There's some switching going on in that room.
Looks like, oh, yes.
There's a getting a capo action.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are you innovative players, but you're inventive gadgeteers as well. We're in studio with Dog Yelp. They are on stage tonight right here in our Gem City at the Yellow Cab Tavern. Show gets underway. What time? I guess I can look on it here on my massive list.
Doors are at 8, I believe.
Doors are at 8.
Yeah.
You can find out more at their website, dogyawp.com, dawgyawp.com.
Yeah.
Inspired by a dog yawn.
I'm going to play a new one for y'all.
Cool. Ready for us? All right, this one's a new one called So Much More. Two.
thinking about the things that were said today, but it's sunny outside and I really just want to go play. So keep it to yourself if you disagree, cause it's so much more than your subjectivity.
So much more.
So much more.
So much more.
So much more. When I'm feeling pretty low and I'm looking at my phone, and then everyone I know is asking what's on my mind. But I really don't care, I'm just sitting in a chair, and there's so much more than what I feel inside.
So much more.
So much more.
So much more.
So much more. Things I've said today, but it's sunny outside and I really just want to go play. So keep it to yourself if you disagree, cause it's so much more than your subjectivity. So much more. So much more. So much more. So much more.
Such a great sound.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So you got some new ones, and you'll be honing them on the road, landing back home at the end of November, just, I guess, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And I'm sure you'll have plans then to record the next one.
Oh, we've got six or seven done, recorded, and we're making demos all the time. So I don't know.
You still working with my favorite guitarist, Rob Fetters?
We just finished those songs with him, and I don't know what's going to come next, but quite possibly, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful.
We're thinking about releasing them in January, potentially, as something, but we're not sure yet what. Maybe an EP.
You'll keep us posted.
Yeah, yes, we will.
Absolutely.
We're in studio with Dog Yop there on stage tonight. Are you guys, is it all you? You got an opener?
We have two openers, Boxcar Suite.
Oh, I love the Boxcar Suite.
And Lioness.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's going to be
gonna
awesome.
Be a cool lineup.
What a lineup.
Yeah, we're excited.
Doors at 8, show gets underway. Wow, I wish I had known that. I would have been talking the heck out of that. That's one of the solidest lineups you're going to find in Dayton, Ohio this evening. Man, all right. DogYop.com for more information. You can find out. Follow them on the road or just go tonight. Get a copy of your very own of this self-titled debut. Separately, there are Rob Keenan and Tyler Randall. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us,
Nikki.
I got Can't Think queued up. You want to give it a quick intro?
Sure.
This is Can't Think. By us, Dog Yop.
Future in radio for sure. I love you. Thanks for playing.